Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the John Oakley Show podcast.
Topics worthy of discussion, and I might say sponsored by Pizzaville, with our panel today consisting of Kevin Gaudette of Brightpoint Strategy, Alyssa Freeman, public relations strategist, and of course, Rocco Rossi, an old friend and CEO of the Ontario Chamber of Commerce.
And a big Pizzaville fan.
And well, who isn't, you know, and add some beer, hello. let's deal with something that has been dominating the news for the last 48 hours since the tragic air crash in Ethiopia by an Ethiopian's airline, 737 MAX 8. Now, the 737 MAX 8 is sort of the current iteration of an airplane that's been around for decades, the 737. And the MAX 8, if people don't know, there are 5,100 of those things ordered from Boeing. About 350 of them have been made. About 330 have been deployed. And we have them in Canada. They're in the fleets of Air Canada and of WestJet and of Sunwing, but we haven't got a ban. A number of countries have decided to keep them on the ground for now, and some of the airlines have decided to keep them on the ground for now. And we have a Minister of Transport in the person of Mark Garneau, who was asked about grounding the fleet this morning when he spoke to reporters. Here's what he had to say.
Why not take a precautionary measure and ground these aircraft?
Because it's important for us not to jump to conclusions, but to evaluate in a very objective and logical way what happened. At the moment, we have no information whatsoever to lead us to any hypothesis, and yet there are many possible causes of this tragic accident. So we are in the data gathering mode. We're looking for information. We're talking to all the experts, not only in Canada but also in the United States, and also we're in touch with our Canadian Airlines and the pilot union.
So this sounds pretty good coming from the transport minister this morning. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I heard a further clip, and we're looking for it, of him later in the day where he seemed to be not quite walking that back but saying, you know, we're having a harder look. And then I came across some stories out of the United States quoting a woman by the name of Mary Schiavo. If you have memories about news events like the memory I have about news events, you would know that Mary Schiavo is as good as it gets when it comes to crash investigation. She's a lawyer. She's a former pilot. She headed up the investigations division of the FAA for a long, long time as, I guess the title was Inspector General. And what she's saying is, why take a chance? Keep them out of the sky until we get something definitive, at least until we know what's going on from the data that will emerge from the black boxes. What say you on this, Rocco Rossi?
Well, look, as someone who took a flight on the day that Ethiopian Airline went down, it certainly gave me pause. And this is one where, in actual fact, the airline industry as a whole has a very admirable safety record relative to just about any form of transportation. But the negative outcome of things going bad are really bad. And to err on the side of caution when we've had not one but two incidents with the same plane in just a couple of months certainly gives me pause for thought, and I'm sure it'll give pause for thought to lots of passengers. And God forbid there's a third that happens with a Canadian plane while we're thinking about whether or not to do this.
I suppose that's true, and let me go to Alyssa. And I have a list in front of me, Alyssa, and I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to send it to you three, but it enumerates the airlines around the world that have either because they're particular government has mandated it, or individually they've mandated it, decided to ground the aircraft for at least the moment. And for example, United Airlines has a dozen of these things and has said, no, they're not flying for now. Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines, which I flew myself a couple of weeks ago on one of these aircraft, has 31, and they're saying, no, they're flying, until the United States, for example, says they're not. Would you get on one and feel comfortable?
Absolutely not. And I think that anybody who's traveling probably this week, certainly in the next 48 hours, is looking up to see what plane they're on. I think that Mark Garneau's response is not sensitive to how Canadians might feel. And when you're looking for leadership from your federal government and you're listening to what experts like Mary Schiavo has to say, you know, just even if you just waited 48 hours, even if you just waited 72 hours until more information came in, and you know that everybody is working around the clock to see what did happen as a result of the crash, just wait and take a pause. I don't think that there is, I mean, yes, there will be administratively, you know, rebooking all sorts of flights, but people are concerned about their safety. And I think that they want to know that the people who head that up for their country are also concerned about Canadian safety.
I think that's a reasonable perspective. And Kevin Godet, maybe I can broach a subject that's a little bit touchy, but I've heard it voiced today. If you watch the stock market, and I watch the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average the last 2 days has been dragged to the toilet by Boeing because without using a word crash that intimates I'm referring to the aircraft rather than the company, their stock is just dropping like a stone, and it's because there is this great big if word out there. Do you think that there's a delay in putting these things on the ground because of that, or do you think that it would satisfy people to a much greater extent and keep the company whole economically if they were to ground them?
It's funny you mention that, because that was the first thing my wife speculated upon as well, was the cozy relationship between the Canadian and U.S. governments and that company in particular. My wife this morning, I'm on a flight tomorrow with my daughters, and my wife texted me this morning, unbeknownst to me, she'd looked up the plane on which we're flying tomorrow, because she's bothered about it, not at the prospect of losing me, but at the prospect of losing her daughter. So just to be clear about what's in play here. I'm actually a bit conflicted about this issue, to be candid, because I'm mindful that while two issues is extraordinarily scary, Rocco does point out the amazing safety record of basically every plane, let alone these. And there are reasons why we do have processes, and we can't, every time there is an incident, we probably don't ground a fleet because of an incident. I know in this case we have two. So having said that, I also would be scared to death if I jumped on one of these planes. So I really am on the fence. I honestly don't know enough about the technical decision-making process through which they make such an announcement. When you mentioned Mary Schiavo, I'd love to hear more about why she thinks, other than the words in an abundance of caution, what is it that causes her to be concerned in particular?
I think she knows more than she's saying. I think she's saying, you know, better safe than sorry. I'm paraphrasing, but I think she knows a fair amount about the systems that we're talking about. And I'm not going to get technical. I'm a pilot. I think I understand what they're talking about, but I don't know any more than anybody else about whether or not that system that controls the angle of climb when they are leaving the runway, and that's the phase of flight during which both of these airliners crashed, whether or not that would be of effect or not. But if it is, then for God's sake, fix it or disable it in planes that are going to fly. I'm the kind of guy who sleeps in airplanes routinely, and I don't worry about flying. But in this particular case, I think it's the only time I can remember having a conversation with a panel or even discussing on the air in talk radio the possibility of grounding an aircraft or asking the question, why is a particular aircraft not being grounded? I've got to take a break, but when we come back, we'll have a little chat about leaving the country to get health care and why more Canadians seem to be doing that.
Thanks for listening to the John Oakley Show podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your on-demand audio.